Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria's mask-wearing rules have been significantly eased. They are now only compulsory at shopping centres, department stores, and on public transport. Victoria has recorded another day of zero new coronavirus cases and no further deaths. The Federal Tourism Minister says the arrival of more Australians returning from overseas will reunite families in time for Christmas, but he admits it's a challenging time. Both Victoria and South Australia are accepting international flights with their hotel quarantine programs restarting. Minister Simon Birmingham says the total number of passengers being processed will increase to 6,700 each week.
We have to work very closely, carefully with the states and territories. Our government has committed more Defence Force personnel to help Victoria in this task to make sure it can be done as safely as possible.
A Sri Lankan Airlines flight from Colombo landed in Melbourne this morning. US President Donald Trump has announced his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has tested positive to coronavirus. Last month, his son and White House aide Andrew Giuliani also contracted COVID-19. The United States has now recorded almost 15 million cases of the virus. Residents of Happy Valley are being told to leave immediately after a fire warning was issued for the Fraser Island blaze in Queensland. Authorities say firefighters may be unable to prevent the blaze from advancing and that the conditions are dangerous. The large fire is heading in a southeasterly direction towards the township, and the fire service says leaving now is the safest option. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says a delay in the disbanding of the Special Forces Squadron at the centre of war crimes allegations is appropriate. Defence Force Chief Angus Campbell has promised to remove two squadron following the release of a damning report into alleged Afghanistan war crimes. He has now indicated that the timeline for that action is being delayed to fit in with an implementation plan. Ms. Reynolds says she supports that decision.
Given the gravity of the issues and the issues that will play out for many years, I think that is entirely appropriate action.
The federal government is introducing industrial relations laws this week in an attempt to clear up confusion around casual work. Attorney General Christian Porter insists unions and employer groups have helped to develop the reforms to support workers. But Labor's Tony Burke is concerned casuals will potentially lose workplace rights if employers take advantage of their conditions. The MP is urging the community to be cautious about the legislation, which he says may not benefit casuals. More than a dozen koalas injured during this year's East Gippsland fires in Victoria have returned to their natural habitat. The animals were treated at Healesville Sanctuary and Melbourne Zoo for burns after the blaze in January. Over the past month, they have been released back into bushland close to where they were originally located. A final group of 8 koalas returned over the weekend. I'm Greg Dyatt. This is SBS News in Easy English.